Ka whai, tēnā tātou. I am at Karetu Marae at the moment, and I've been lucky enough to be here at home listening to kōrero about one significant tupuna, but also a big kaupapa relating to treaty claims. And so we had a big kui about that today, and I have Sue Te Tai with me now, who's part of the chair of the Karetu Marae community, and also a rep for Te Tāhuhu o Ngāti Manu. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Beautiful day today, ni?
Yeah, no, it has been amazing. Good turnout from our whānau, so we're really wrapped.
Kia ora. And being here, I think I noticed that a lot. Tino hikaka te whānau nei, everyone's really excited to be here, even with some of the questions. Lots of people are really interested in the kaupapa, but I wanted to talk about Te Rao Pōmare. And, you know, ko wei tēnei tangata, hea hai he tino tangata I nāianei. So I wanted to talk about Pōmare and why he's still important today.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a whole lot of levels about why he's important to our people, eh, you know, in the claim space. Because he was the, what do you call it, the ringaraupa? No, or the ringakaha. One of the ringakaha at the time. And so, and because Arapita Hamilton, he's our lead claimant, a lot of his kōrero is based on Pōmare the second. Let alone he's hanging in our whare. You know, and I don't know, over this period of time in the claim space, we've learnt a whole lot more about him. You know, we grew up not knowing an awful lot, so I don't know, it's kind of like he's always been there, and now it's kind of, yeah, now it's kind of it's something that's kind of central to us going forward as a people. We're learning about him, and there's a whole lot of pride around that. And I'm not answering your question, but
you are.
Am I?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. No. And I don't know. It's just we've learnt our whakapapa, you know. All that kind of stuff wasn't stuff that we grew up knowing. So
you were talking about kids, and I wanted to bring that up today because I tino ki te au I te hunga rangatahi. I saw a lot of rangatahi here today. I saw a lot of wahine here today. And again, no surprises to me, but it was a surprise to see te hunga rangatahi ki konei. I reckon more than half.
Yeah, no, I think we've been nicely surprised about that too. Having said that, our patukeha whānau from over the thing there, they had their first mandate hui, and they had the same experience. So like, we've been living in maybe this false idea that our young people aren't really interested in this mahi, but actually they are. Yeah. And our young women, I don't know, maybe they're just more open to it, you know? Well, their mothers, well, they, you know, some of them might be young mothers. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we are excited about all the young people that are here because, you know, they're the succession plan, eh? Hey.
You know, talking about the mandate today and having people here today, what was the key thing you wanted people to take away from today's kōrero?
For me, it's for us to understand and to embrace the idea that Ngāti Manu have a way of doing things, and that way has held us in really good stead for many, many years, like that Mate Whare kōrero. You know, it's powerful. It's the most simple thing, and these are all stuff that we've reclaimed through this mahi. You know, it's that kind of stuff. So mā te whare, you know, we're coming to terms with that whole ahikā thing. Like, we joke and call it the four ahis. But, you know, it's like we're trying to figure out ways for our whānau to see themselves, but to also think about where they want to be in that whole ahi business, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All that kind of stuff, and we decide if we're in or we're out at any point. We're not bound to anybody, even though we're in a collective Ngāti Manu. We still have the ability to decide, and that's, you know, the tino rangatiratanga. We keep raving on about it, well, that's what it is in practice, you know, and we enact it in really simple ways too. And that's the other thing I want us to remember: we're really simple people. And that's, I don't know, I think it's powerful.
Kilda. And so today, the kaupapa was to gather people. What's next for this kaupapa?
Well, I guess it's really to sync our people up, hey, and if we all agree that we're happy for Te Whakaaetanga to take forward this whole mandate kaupapa, then that's, that stage will be done, and then we just work our way through it. A lot of the questions I think that were asked in the House are the simple answers is we can figure anything out, and we will when it arises. So, you can't preempt stuff really either, you know? We just, what comes at us, we using all of the heads, all of the people in our whare, we can figure a way through anything.